about to have a chat now to Cameron Crockett. Good morning to you, Cameron.
How are you?
Very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us. Stable's had a pretty good run the last couple of weeks. I think you've had three winners, a couple of place getters from your last five at the races, and hopefully will continue today. Andy's a star in the highway. Ran third to the stablemate last time out. He looks a four-year-old with some ability.
Yeah, he's always had pretty good ability. He's done all his work with Orion Fire right through from the time we sort of before he'd raced. So pretty confident when he went to Dubbo and broke his maiden. And then I probably didn't place him the best second up out at Parks. He was probably the best horse in the race again. But he was on a sort of track where you can get beaten by squibs that aren't quite as good as you. And that's what happened.
Mm.
And then he went to Rose Hill after that. And I reckon he's probably just done a bit too much by then. And he was just, that's probably his only run I've ever had him at the races when he wasn't right. Not necessarily a couple of times he probably wasn't placed to the best effect, but his well-being that day wasn't 100%, and he performed that way. But that's the only time I've had him at the races, and he wasn't right.
Cam, he did catch the eye there last start. 1,100 to 1,400, you wouldn't think that would be an issue?
No, mate. He got beaten by a nose over 1,300 on a soft track first up this preparation. And that was by design because I wanted to bring him back to a 58, 1,100 at Mudgee. And he's a big, lazy horse. And to get him up to the mark, I needed to race him to bring him back to that race at Mudgee, even though he was coming back in ground. I think 1,400 will suit him. I'd probably prefer 1,300, but it's not a concern, I don't think.
Okay. Is he at his best when ridden quiet?
Don't know, because I'm still learning about the horse. He jumped on speed at Narromine, and Matthew Carl, after he rode him, come back and said to me, Cameron, I probably should have led and he would have won. I'm not sure what the pressure's going to be like in this race today. It doesn't look like there's a lot of speed on paper.
No.
So I'm just going to leave it up to Kieran. I'm just sort of maybe give him a dig out and see where he travels. Obviously, the other day, he was never going to go the click they went. Orion Fire has got pretty good gate speed himself, and he couldn't go the click they went. So he was probably entitled to get a fair way back out of his ground in that race, but he did hit the line hard. And when you watch him coming up the straight, Matthew could never really ride him out properly. He was sort of under pressure, pillar to post, and never really got properly balanced the whole way through that race.
So if you said he wasn't right when he was at Rose Hill for the highway last preparation. That's what I'm thinking of. He got keen that day when it was at 1,400. So it was just that he wasn't mentally right that day?
And first time, and we put the blinkers on him.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think he appreciated it at all.
Fair enough.
And I also think, he just to me, it's funny when you get horses away from home, sometimes you get a bit of a different read on them. And he sort of just looked a bit tight when he was walking, and he looked like a horse that was just about ready for the paddock. So I just put a line straight through that. I think it was all a bit too much for him in his first prep.
Okay. What about the travelling companion, Regal Cannon, just out of maiden class this Geldon?
Yeah, this horse, he's funny because Gay and Adrian had him before me, and he placed in town in a couple of maidens. And he's just one of them horses that the whole way through didn't seem to matter what you put him against, he'd always run second. When they first sent me the horse, I put him on the track and gave him a couple of gallops. And I said, this horse, he's got open company ability. Like, he's got a lot of ability. He's probably one of the best gallopers in my stable. Whether he's the best racehorse or not, I don't know. But as a galloper, he can work as well as anything I've got. So I would say if he turned up and put his best foot forward, he wouldn't be out of the race. The only thing with him is, I mean, he's had a lot of starts and he's only just broke his maiden. But he broke his maiden pretty impressively. And probably should have broken it a long time ago. So I thought we'd sort of roll the dice with him a little bit and see what he does. I would have preferred an inside draw for him.
Mm-hmm.
The other horse, I'm not too concerned about him being out a little bit wide. Doesn't worry me. But this horse, I would have preferred to have him in a bit closer because he may have to go forward from where he is.
Mm.
And I think he's only got a short spurt. So I don't know that he's a horse. If he got a bit too far out of his ground, I don't know that he'd be able. I don't think he can sustain a long run.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did I read a report that you might be thinking of switching the stable to Scone? Is that still on the cards?
Yeah, definitely. My wife's moving there next week with the kids, actually.
Okay.
And so it's been a little bit delayed because I've had a couple of things sort of come up off the track and things like that. So we're getting all those sorted out. And like with Dad passing away, and that slowed us up a bit. And Mum's been moving house, so we've had a fair few things come up. But it's looking like probably a little bit later, around about April or May, it's looking like now.
Okay, well, that's
But I'm looking forward to it because, yeah, I've been over there a couple of times and had a look around, and I got pretty comfortable here in Mudgee, but sometimes you've got to step out of your comfort zone if you sort of want to move forward. So that's the plan anyway.
Yeah, 100% right, and I'm sure it's going to be a huge success for you. Good luck today.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Cameron.
See ya.